couple of quick questions. You know, this is the first season of the wraparound season on the PGA Tour. As a player, what's your impression so far, and how's it working out?
It's not working out very good for me so far, but I've enjoyed it. It leaves for a little bit shorter off season, but I think it gives value to those fall events. Mexico now having its own date, and Sea Island and all these tournaments getting invitations to the Masters. I think it's strengthened the fields in the fall, and you know, I think it's been a big success.
Does it make it that you want to play more in the fall? I mean, usually guys would play through the playoffs or whatever and then kind of take some time off and then revitalize at the beginning of the year. Does it change your schedule a lot?
It didn't change mine last year. I think I made a mistake, though. I after the playoffs, I decided to just take a ton of time off, only played two of the fall series events, and was not in very good form. So I felt like it put me behind the eight ball a little bit. Hopefully I'll have the opportunity to do the fall again, and I'll be very sharp for the fall events. And then I feel like if you do that, you've got a leg up for the rest of the year. If you can go have a good fall, then it changes your schedule for the summer. You can play a little less, focus on the tournaments you really want to focus on.
157 on the list right now. I've been playing better of late. Mm-hmm. You expecting good things this weekend going into Greensboro?
I am. I really like Sedgefield. I'm a big fan of classic golf courses, Donald Ross being one of my favorites. And I've never had a great finish at Sedgefield, but you know, I'm due for one.
Do you know the number that you have to get to this week to get into that top 125?
Last time I was in this position, I ended up finishing 126 with a three-way tie for third, and I thought I needed a two-way tie for third, so I miscalculated. So I've done a little better calculation, and I'm going to go ahead and say, worst case, I have to finish solo third.
Solo third.
Yeah. So I just figure winning would be easier than doing the crunching the numbers on Sunday. Why would I try to finish solo third when I could just go ahead and win?
Now, earlier you talked about that you're a big proponent of the Web.com Tour Finals. I know there was some grumbling before. Some players didn't like it. You're one of the guys that like it. Tell me why you like that scenario.
I think golf is – it's PGA Tour is becoming so tough to stay on with the – there's no expansion. There's 156 man fields at their peak, and when you have 50 new cards coming in every year, young guys, it makes it tougher for a veteran player to keep his card. And I think six rounds at Q School really doesn't do a very good job of testing the best players. 25 cards off the web.com tour is great. It's a great tour. It's a year long test, and I just think that it's a four tournament series for the rest of those 25 is a way better test than the six-round Q School. And in addition, the people that have a problem with it say that college kids need an avenue, and European Tour players need an avenue to get directly onto the PGA Tour. And my response to that is, well, they can go Monday for web.com, get in that top 75 on the money list, or they, if they're good enough, I mean, Jordan Spieth kept his card in seven starts, and then ended up winning. If you're good enough, there's an avenue to get to the web.com finals. And I think it's important for young players and European Tour players to support the PGA Tour by playing a year on the web.com tour if they have to, instead of poaching our Q School and taking, you know, spots away from players that would support our tour more than 15 tournaments a year.
Well, it really seems like that, you know, those four or five exceptions, Tiger Woods, I think Justin Leonard, Jordan Spieth, those guys, if they're going to make it, they're going to make it no matter what. It just seems like that people do better coming out of college, getting to maybe spend at least 1 year on the web.com tour and learning how to be a professional.
Absolutely. I mean, I know what it did for my game. If I was my first Q School, I was with a buddy. He was my same age. He played at UVA. I was at Virginia Tech. We played a lot against each other. He ended up getting his card on the number. I ended up finishing near the bottom and going to the web.com tour. And he played 1 year on the PGA Tour, finished outside the top 200, and hasn't made it back to the final stage of Q School since, where I've got four straight years on the web.com tour, and I feel like I've had a pretty successful PGA Tour career. So I know for me personally, playing the time on the web.com tour made a big difference.
Again, we're speaking with PGA Tour player Johnson Wagner. And Johnson, on the off chance that you don't get solo third this week up in Greensboro, and you have to go into the web.com tour finals, do you anticipate playing all four events, or are you going to pick and choose maybe a little bit? Obviously play here in Charlotte.
Earlier in the year, you know, my weeks off are very precious. So my wife and I made a bunch of plans for a couple of the weekends that would fall in these web.com finals. So my plan would be to go win the first two web.com tour finals events, including the Chiquita Classic, and then take the last two off.
Well, the scenario seems to be that if you get a top five in any one of those events, that you should make enough money to go forward. So that obviously you win or you get a top five in those early events, and then you don't have to necessarily worry about it as
much. It's very important to finish as high as you can in those four events, so your number's better to start the fall series. If you finish 25th in the finals, you probably won't get a start until Mexico at the end of the year. You'd only get one start in the fall. So, you know, I'll see how it goes. If I have to play the Web.com Tour Finals, I'll base it on how I'm playing. I may have to play all four. I may have to play two or three. So we'll see.
At the same time, though, if you play well enough up in Greensboro, not quite get a top three, but you'll still have some status next year. So the combination of the two might work out well for you.
And I I'm a past champion. my mind's been in a lot of strange places this year, and I figure I can get 12 starts off my past champion status through sponsor exemptions and smaller events, and also getting exemptions into tournaments that I've won. So my worst case scenario right now looks pretty good.
What did you think of the PGA Championship finish on Saturday and Sunday? Not only the fact that guys were throwing darts and making a bunch of birdies, but it seemed a little different to have a major championship where so many guys were making birdies.
It was one of the more exciting tournaments I've ever watched. And given the conditions of the golf course being so wet, I couldn't believe that it was as exciting as it was. But it was great. I mean, Rory McIlroy is playing some great golf, and it was nice to finally have a major championship this year that came down to the end. And it seemed like the previous couple were a bit of runaways, and it was very exciting. One of the greatest tournaments I've watched.
Do you think the conditions had anything to do with that? I mean, I certainly think that when you talk major championships, you usually think firm and fast golf courses, and a lot of times guys are trying to hang on and make pars and not necessarily make birdies and not make the bogeys or big numbers. Did the fact that the golf course played soft allow for such a fantastic finish because guys are making a lot of birdies?
I think so. But if you look back to 2000 when Tiger won, I think the golf course was firmer than it was this year, and it was still pretty low under par. And they kept saying it on the telecast, but I think Valhalla, as criticized of a major championship venue as it is, it's produced three thrilling PGA championships and, in my opinion, a wonderful Ryder Cup. It was a runaway, but it was a wonderful Ryder Cup. So it's proven itself as a great championship venue.
Well, Johnson, we appreciate you taking time with us, and good luck this week in Greensboro, and we hope to not see you here at the Web.com Tour Finals Chiquita Classic.
I hope to not be here, but I will happily play if I'm here.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys.